Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos through July 5th. By South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred L.A. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the Pamplemousse Grill. Make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when you visit Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets. The most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gasland Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to a 4th of July edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined in just a second by my regular co-host, Bob Ike. We've got a lot going on today at Los Alamitos. It is closing weekend. We have a 9-race card there. There's also a pick 6 carryover of over $17,000. And the feature race is their big race of the meet. That's the Grade 2 Great Lady M. That will go as the 8th race on the 9-race card. At Saratoga, they opened up yesterday. Despite the heat, they got the card in. We've got an 11-race card, 4 graded stakes at Saratoga today. Ellis Park gets underway after having to wait for the heat to die down a little bit in Kentucky. So we're kind of getting over that hot spell through the Midwest and the East, and we're getting back to racing back there. We're going to finish up the Los Alamitos meet this weekend. But before all of that, Bob Ike, first of all, I want to welcome you to the show, and it's a pretty important day in American history. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Sure is the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and I'm a little bit of a history buff, so I've read up on a lot of this stuff and just have a deep appreciation for the founders who risked everything, knowing they were huge long shots against the British. The Continental Army was a ragtag bunch of basically militiamen led by George Washington going against the most powerful military in the world and the British Army. And so today is the signing of that Declaration of Independence. Quick history, John. The British didn't formally surrender until 5 years later in 1781. So kind of in horse racing terms, I think, John, if you took a 20-horse Kentucky Derby field and you had 99-1 shots run 1, 2, 3, and you cold decked the trifecta, I think that's about what the odds were of the Americans defeating the British and gaining independence. So today, show your appreciation to this great country of ours.
And do it in a safe and sane manner. 250 years, it's our anniversary of American independence, a very important day for us. And because of that, we get to celebrate horse racing and do what we like to do, Bob. And before we talk about what's going on today, let's backtrack a little bit to last Saturday, where the Stephen Foster Stakes was run with a $2 million purse at Churchill Downs. And it was only a field of five, but it was a salty field of five. And you had the winner of that race, and it's a horse that you liked on the air last Saturday.
Yeah, I gave Magnitude a good shot of upsetting Sovereignty. He had been off since winning the Dubai World Cup. And, John, it was a short field, as you said, a salty field, and plenty of gate antics as well, because Magnitude broke through the gate. Baeza basically walked out of the gate. I thought he ran a huge race to be second. And Sovereignty, making his second start this year, I don't think he really handled the off track that well, or he's not the same horse that he was last year as a three-year-old. I think we need another race to find out. Defeated in his first start back, but I thought he ran pretty well that day. I was expecting him to move forward off the race. He never looked that comfortable out there, dropped out on the backside like maybe he was going to run last. But Magnitude is a terrific horse. He's put himself right up at the top of the list in the handicap division. Baeza, who was the third best three-year-old last year, maybe has moved ahead of Sovereignty in Journalism now in his four-year-old year. So lots to look forward to in the second half of the year.
Well, best of all, it looks like we might get another rematch. I think most of the horses exiting the Stephen Foster are going to point to the Whitney at Saratoga. And, you know, that'll be very interesting. And you got to give Magnitude credit. He came off a win in the Dubai World Cup where he beat Forever Young, and he comes right back and beats the best older American horses. What a resume he's compiling this year. And this is a horse that, you know, he had been brilliant winning the Louisiana Derby as a three-year-old, kind of went off form, got it back, and now I don't know how good he is, but, you know, he's a horse with speed, and when you leave him alone, good luck trying to pass him. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the year with these older horses, Bob. One thing we saw this week, after the end of June, beginning of July, FanDuel has now started to transition into their new style of programming without hosts that you see on the air that we're used to, or, you know, and color analysts doing some research on some of the races that are being run. What we're kind of getting now is the canned music and the live track feeds when the races are running. And it does look different. It feels different, too.
Yeah, John, for sure. It's kind of an eerie feeling after over 25 years of TVG/FanDuel TV to not have the studio presence or the hosts at the track and giving their commentary, giving their tickets, et cetera. So it's definitely a new day. And the good news is there will be hosts at Del Mar, Keeneland, and through the Breeders' Cup. Those are meets that FanDuel will continue to cover with an on-track presence. So we'll look forward to that. And then after Breeders' Cup at the end of November, that will be the end of any kind of human kind of presence on FanDuel. They still will show the simulcast feeds for another year, but goodbye to all the employees. Really sad. Feel bad for so many of them that we've gotten to know over the years, John, and so many of them that did a great job for decades.
Yeah, I'll be glad to see a lot of them down at Del Mar, kind of in their last hurrahs at the summer and fall meets. And, you know, I wish the best to them and to their families, too. This is a huge change in their whole living setup and what they've been doing for 27 years. So best of luck to the guys there at FanDuel, formerly known as TVG. Out at Saratoga yesterday, Bob, they got underway, but there were a number of guys that had to sit, a number of the jockeys that had to sit out from suspensions from the Saratoga meet last year.
Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing, John. Usually when guys get suspended, they just take it at the next meet, but I guess somehow it carried over from last year's infractions at Saratoga to taking the days at the start of this meet. So you have Irad Ortiz, Luis Saez, Kendrick Carmouche, who does get to ride today, however, Katie Davis, Chris Elliott, they're all taking between 3 and 6 days to start this meet. So definitely gets them off to a slow start, kind of an unusual way of doing things. But as I said, Kendrick Carmouche, he does get to ride today in the designated races, and he still will take his days after this. So a strange way for those guys to start the meet, John. And also yesterday, almost a real disaster when you had a four-horse spill in one of their stakes races on the turf. Luckily, all four horses were okay. Three of the four jockeys popped up right away. Castellano was taken for medical attention, and he is off his mounts today, but the other three will ride. So a scary incident, could have been a lot worse. So really feel fortunate that that wasn't a worse situation yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. That looked terrible watching the race live, and to see that everybody was able to walk away. And I think the filly in front that went down first of all, the horse with the name Giraffe, and I don't have it in front of me, but apparently she'll be out for a little while, suffered a fracture in a hip. No life-threatening situation, but not a surprise the way she went down. So hoping the best for everybody, both equine and human, out of that race at Saratoga today. Bob, one good thing with the reduced coverage on FanDuel, Los Alamitos is going to be on the Fox America Days of the Races show today. They're going to cover the last four races at Los Alamitos, including the Grade 2 Great Lady M, and they've mixed them in as part of that Pick 5 sequence they have, the coast-to-coast Pick 5 that they have through Fox. So good news for Los Alamitos.
Yeah, great exposure for Los Al going through the Fox America's Day at the races. As you said, races 6 through 9, including the feature, the Great Lady M. So good news. I think it's Todd Shrupp will be out there on track at Los Al covering for Fox today. So very good exposure. And, you know, Los Al's going out with a couple nice cards, including closing day tomorrow, which is by far their best card of the meet. Full fields, and I think it's 11 races tomorrow, John. So a good way to end the meet for Los Al.
Yeah, tomorrow 11 races, 108 horses in those 11 races on Sunday. So that is, it's a terrific way to finish off the meet. Bob, let's do a little handicapping before we take our first break. I know you've been looking at the Saratoga races, and do you have a play for us today at Saratoga?
I do, John. I'm going to go to the 10th race, and as you mentioned, really good card there with all the stakes races and earlier in their meet. They're loaded up here. I'm going to go to race 10, and I'm going to take a horse who just won last time and try to make it two in a row. Number 2, Tarantino, who's 8-1 on the morning line. Definitely trying a tougher spot today, but I think if they want to use his speed, I think he can get to the front here, so I expect Gaffalione to be pretty aggressive, John. This is that one and a half turn mile kind of layout that we talked about in the Met Mile with Nisos winning there last month. You have to be kind of used and get into position, and I think that's what Tyler Gaffalione on Tarantino will do from the two posts. And if he can clear off to that run to the backside, I think he's got a chance to make it two in a row at a nice price. Competitive race, a field of 10. Definitely doesn't have to win, but he's coming back in 17 days. David Jacobson uses this tactic quite a bit with success. So 10th race at Saratoga, number 2, Tarantino, 8-1 on the morning line. That'll be my radio play. John, I know you did the Lindo report for both Los Alamitos and full card Saratoga today. Always available at the South Point, so let's get that phone number out and want to get your Low Sal pick out as well via the Lindo Report.
Well, if you want to get out to the South Point, a lot going on, including the World Cup soccer. They're getting a huge turnout for those matches, and obviously you can make a live wager out there at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask Steve Johnson how you can get your horse players right out at the South Point. For me, like you said, I did both Saratoga and Los Alamitos for this weekend. I'll go to Los Alamitos. I'll go down to the ninth and final today looking for a price. Number 8, Sonia Divino, got a prep race coming down the hill off the layoff at Santa Anita. Won a race going two turns on the dirt at Los Alamitos. In his race two back, he made a good mid-race move into a very fast pace, ended up splitting the field that day. I think he gets a good pace scenario here for a stocking trip. Two turns on the dirt at Los Al, I think, is what he wants to do. Peter Miller and jockey Kazushi Kimura won a race together yesterday. They're 8-1 in the finale today. How about number 8, Sonia Divino, race number 9 at Los Alamitos for me? Bob, I want to remind everybody there is no live racing in Southern California next week, so we will have Saratoga coverage on Thoroughbred LA. We'll also do a little bit of preview for the Del Mar meet, which will start the following Friday. So next week, we'll do a little bit of everything, but no live racing in Southern California. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about today's card with Bob Mazursky of todaysracingdigest.com, and we'll also talk to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
The Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com, thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, for our cowbred of the week, there are a lot of cowbreds today going for an awful lot of money coast to coast.
Yeah, let's start at Los Al, where cowbreds Grand Slam Smile and Prancing Through Paris are in today's Grade 2, $200,000 Great Lady M. And then at Saratoga, we've got a cowbred Pocket Listing going in the Grade 3, $225,000 Sanford Stakes. And then tomorrow, also at Saratoga, we've got Boss Sully going in the $200,000 Harvey Pack Stakes. So plenty of opportunities for cowbreds around the country. And John, the CTBA and Fasig Tipton announced a big bonus program tied to their sale on September. The September sale at Fairplex, they will offer a $500,000 bonus to any horse purchased out of that sale or even reserve not achieve out of that sale. They will a $500,000 bonus to the first two-year-old or three-year-old that wins a Grade 1 race in the United States. So that's huge, John. Now, you want to get out to that September 30th sale at Fairplex. We'll talk about it a lot before then. And that $500,000 will be divided between the owner of the horse at the time of the race and also the owner that offered the horse at sale. So that's a great incentive, John. We might have to get out and buy one.
huge incentive there. There'll be a ton of cowbirds in that sale as well, so you will have the opportunity, and if you can find a good one, you're going to find a lot of money there. So that's a great incentive program. Congratulations to both the CTBA and Phasics Tipton for putting that together. Let's talk to the man who handles the publicity at the Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets. This is the L.A. County Fair Meet. He also does a lot of handicapping for todaysracingdigest.com, and that's Bob Mazursky. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning. I want to say good morning to happy birthday to America and to Ed Burghardt. He's not quite as old as America like most of us, but he's getting there.
We were going to save that for later, but I'm glad you got that in. And no, Eddie B is not 250 years old, and he can still fire like a fresh horse. So congratulations.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to Ed Burghardt. And you know, the worst thing about it, they miss him down here at Del Mar because he doesn't get down as much. But despite that, some of the local taverns are doing the best they can to hold sway. So Miss Ed Burghardt, wish him all the best today. Bob, you've got a pick six carryover on this nine race card today. That'll help kick things off.
No, absolutely. I have $17,000. It was guaranteed after the third race yesterday. Third race in the sequence with Perfecto Amor won and paid $101, edging the 2-5 favorites. So that guaranteed the pick six carryover. And we have a good card today, you know, highlighted by, of course, the stakes race, the Great Lady M.
And tomorrow's, this has got to be the best Los Alamitos card I've seen in a long, long time. The 11 race card, full fields. And if for some reason nobody hits the pick six today, well, that would work just fine.
Oh, absolutely, because we have the mandatory payouts tomorrow and all the wagers, of course. So, yeah, the double carryover tomorrow would really lead to a healthy pool. And you're right. I don't think we've seen that many entries in a while, and it's a great job by Randy Valdez, our racing secretary. And we have 11. I think we could have gone with even more, possibly, but take in motion. She's got Ayuso riding with Juan Hernandez suspended from stealing from his time over in England. So if she fires, I think she'll win. But I do respect Grand Slam Smile. I know that she'll be the beneficiary if they go too fast too soon. She won over this track last year in her first start for Sean McCarthy. Magnificat, I think, would have to step up to beat these two because I wasn't crazy about the field she beat in the Desert Storm over at Santa Anita. But I think the race, I would just double the race with Grand Slam Smile in case Sweet Azteca takes a misstep.
And, Bob, how about a radio play today?
I am going to go to the fourth race, or the third race, I should say, number four, Charm Dream, coming off a layoff. First time for George Farias, who does a very good job at night. His horse is usually fire fresh. I think she's the speed of the speed in the race, and we know she likes the track. She's got two wins here in the daytime. Henry Lopez is a very aggressive rider, so I'm hoping that she can go gate to wire in race three, number four, Charmed Dream.
So that's number four, Charmed Dream. 7-2 on the morning line, race three at Los Alamitos. And you can get all of Bob's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. That's todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, enjoy the day. We'll be looking forward to watching you guys. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on the Fox broadcast today. That's really, really nice to see you guys get a little national exposure.
No, absolutely. We are doing four races. I just wanted to add one thing. Because of Monmouth canceling today, it looks like the cross-country pick five is no more, so we won't unfortunately be involved in that.
Oh, that's a shame, but that's all right. Give more attention and get some money through the windows in and low sell. We'll just have to go
absolutely.
And bet win bets.
Absolutely.
All right, Bob, go get them today, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's go to Las Vegas now, and we'll reach out to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. And Bruce, it's getting warmer back east. How are we doing in Las Vegas?
It's holding out right now, guys. Not too bad, but give it a few days. We'll be about right around a $110 pretty soon. So, you know, we'll get a little break at about 103.
It's cool, fast, and firm in the race book at the South Point.
We're bringing out the parkas right now at 103.
you're a braver man than I am, I'll tell you that. Hey, I know you've done the work in New York, and with the four greatest stakes races today at Saratoga, one of them is the Grade 1 Belmont Oaks on the grass, and this is a tough race. I wanted you to take a look at that for our listeners today, the Belmont Oaks.
First of all, the favorite in here, and I don't want to put this horse in the winner's circle, but the favorite here, I wonder if Charles Appleby just gets extra respect, and he deserves it. He's been phenomenal the last several years, bringing horses in from Europe to the U.S., but Abashiri is the 5-2 favorite. I've watched both grass races. She's run in a couple of thousand guinea races, one in Great Britain and one in Ireland, and she doesn't have a whole lot late. She's not super quick. She kind of hangs around, and then has been out finished twice in a row. She's eligible to the first condition. I know Appleby's pulled this off before, but I think this is a very kind of, you know, weak favorite here. I like the six horse Fits Right in a close call for Chad Brown. She won the Grade Two Wonder again over this track. Big advantage there. She was aggressively ridden last time out by Flavian Pratt, and I like that, at a mile and a 16th. As the distances increase, the pace tends to get even slower, and I think that she can be right up near the lead. She showed a real nice late, like the last 50 yards of that Wonder again. It's almost like you rebroke a little bit. I think Flavian can get her right up near a slow pace here and just steadily get there. So I'll go with the six Fits Right. Faithful Departer, the four horse, has a big late kick. She won the Regret Stakes at Churchill. Kind of a perfect trip that day, but she's in excellent form. I think she's got the best finish of all the runners in this race. So I'm going to go six Fits Right. I would also include the four Faithful Departed.
So that's a six Fits Right, 6-1 on the program. That's the seventh race, the Belmont Oaks. Bob Ike, let's get a couple of radio plays from Bruce Finkelstein.
Hey, Bruce, happy 4th of July. I know you've done a lot of work on that Saratoga card. We get two plays from you. Is that where you want to go for your first out-of-state play?
Yeah, let's stay at Saratoga, and this will bring I know this is one of your favorite trainers going right now. Let's go to the ninth race, the Belmont Derby. And I know Bob is a big fan of Sherry DeVoe, and I think she's got a very talented horse here in the three, Remember Mamba. When I really took note of this horse is when he won in his third race. He won his first three, but he stepped up in the Transylvania Stakes at Keeneland. I know he was favored that day. He rallied from off the pace when Jose Ortiz hit him left-handed. I think he got spooked that day. He made like a right turn. It looked like it was all over for him, the way that he kind of lost his footing. And then all of a sudden he straightened out and he won by a half length. He was a mile the best. He showed a huge late finish once he got straightened out. Then he goes to Churchill Downs. No disgrace in losing probably to the best three-year-old on the turf in America, in stark contrast in the America turf. And I thought he was finishing best that day at a mile and a 16th. I think he is just a horse that probably is still learning, but boy, he's got a tremendous amount of talent. And he's 7-2 on the morning line. Wouldn't surprise me if he goes favored here. But I think this is a horse with a lot of ability. Race 9, the 3, Remember Mamba. He's the second choice, I believe, at 7-2 on the morning line.
So that's the ninth race at Saratoga, the Grade 1 Belmont Derby. And we're looking at number 3, Remember Mamba, 7-2 on the morning line for Bruce Finkelstein. And Bruce, we've got a good card with a carryover in the pick 6 at Los Al today. Where do you want to go for your California radio play?
Well, let's go to the opener of the late pick. For the sixth race today is a starter allowance race for 6,200, and take a look at the number 7 horse, Legal Fiction. This is a case of maybe taking advantage of an ugly running line. If you look at her career stats, she's won 4 of 7 lifetime dirt starts. She absolutely detests the grass. In her 2 grass races, she has run very poorly. That's where she ran last. If you go back, if you just draw a line through her last, she was a game winner for 6,200 at 6 furlongs. She can be close. She can duke it out late. She was made eligible for that for this race, 2 back to run for 6,200. I think at 5.5 furlongs against this bunch, she could be dangerous. And like I said, with that ugly running line, you're going to get a better price. So race 6, number 6, Legal Fiction, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Race 6 at Los Alamitos, number 6, Legal Fiction, 6-1, looking for the upset for Bruce Finkelstein at betonbruce.com. Bruce, enjoy the 4th of July. You'll have a firework show or two in Las Vegas today, so stay low, have a good time, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sound good, guys. Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets and Scott Shapiro from Express Bet will join us. We'll talk about some more racing back at Saratoga on Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Do it! Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, you're already eligible for the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas, where the purse will be $1 million to the winner. We got to get you some competition, so why don't you tell the folks how they can qualify that for that contest today?
Well, there's an online qualifier today, $120 pick and pray qualifier with two NH seats guaranteed today at horseplayers.com. And as you said, next year's winner gets $1 million. So we won't have to worry about the lack of competition, John. There'll be about 880 to 900 players next year. So can't wait to get back out there in March.
It was a good time. And, yeah, when you're playing for that kind of money, you might even have to toe the straight and narrow. You got to watch the night action out there in Las Vegas. So we'll have to, you know, quarantine you in between as you get the tournament going.
Hey, John, speaking of that, Joey Chestnut today is back in the hot dog contest on Coney Island. So there was gambling on the over-under. I think it's like 69 hot dogs. So curious to see how Joey's going to do. And I would hate to see him attack that hot dog cart at the South Point.
I got to think they're going to put a limit on him at the South Point, but I would like to see that. That would be awesome. Let's head out to New York now and talk to John Harduna of the Ragazin Sheets. And John, it was a little dicey with the weather as far as whether we were going to get opening day in yesterday at Saratoga, but they managed to do it. They got through it okay. And I know they're just running the first race today, but how are conditions for racing at Saratoga today?
Well, it was overcast this morning. It's hot, but not as hot as yesterday, and it's actually turning out to be a beautiful day. There is a chance of rain showers this evening, but that's like every day at Saratoga. But so far, so good, and we should get through the day fine.
Well, the unofficial, the first race at Saratoga, Mashallah at 3-5, came from off the pace and a little wide, and that is not what happened yesterday on that main track at Saratoga.
No, but he was that much better than the rest of the he was that much better than the rest of the field. So this was the horse I think they paid like $2 million for first time out. If you remember, in Kentucky she ran huge last time out, going long, not so good, but back sprinting today, and she lived up to the hype.
She absolutely did. Well, I know you've done handicapping all over the place. So Bob Ike, let's put John Hardoon to work.
Hey, John, yeah, where do you want to go for your first radio play today?
Well, let's look at the fourth race today at Saratoga, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Grace and Grit. 4-year-old filly from the Amelia Green barn. Jamie Rodriguez aboard to ride. Not many trainers improve off of Linda Rice, but she claimed this horse 4 starts back, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Horse is in top form now, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 8, Grace and Grit, to win today's fourth race out at Saratoga.
So that's Saratoga, race number 4, number 8, Grace and Grit, 7-2 on the morning line. That's for John Hardoon at Saratoga. And John, a good card at Los Alamitos today. Did you want to come out here for your second play?
Yeah, we're going to look at the fifth race today. It's a mile on their main track, and I like the number 10 horse in here, By the Moonlight, 4-year-old filly from the Richard Baltus barn. Ricky Gonzalez aboard to ride, and he's riding terrific. He was doing real well at Santa Anita. He had a couple of winners yesterday, 4-1 on the morning line. Number 10, By the Moonlight, a single in today's fifth race out at Los Alamitos.
Well, single in the early pick 5 to wrap it up. Race number 5 at Los Alamitos, number 10, By the Moonlight, 4-1 on the morning line. And you're right, Ricky Gonzalez just 1 behind in the jockey standings. There's 3 guys with 7, and Ricky's got 6, so it's anybody's race at Los Alamitos for the jockey title. And, John, where can everybody get your information? What do you have available today?
They can go to the website at JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Well, they canceled Monmouth, so I'm left with 2 tracks, Los Al and Saratoga, and full card selections and best plays available.
All right, John, thanks a lot. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys, stay safe and be well. Thank you.
Yeah, John mentioned the cancellation at Monmouth. Also canceled today was Colonial. We did not mention that. Colonial Downs will not race today. So still some remnants from the heat wave back there back east. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest. That's Scott Shapiro, who does a lot of work for ExpressBet. And Scott, you're looking at Saratoga for the most part during the summer, aren't you?
Yeah, Saratoga pretty much every day will be my focus. I'll do some Ellis Park. And I think that will be the main thing on my calendar. Probably will look like Del Mar at my own, but in terms of content, I think I'll be pretty much tasked with the New York meet and some Kentucky as well.
Sounds good. Well, one race I wanted you to look at for us at Saratoga, the 8th race on the card today, is the Grade 2 Suburban. Now, we saw Sovereignty and White Abario and Magnitude and Baeza last week in the Stephen Foster. These are maybe just a cut below, but it's a pretty evenly matched field of 11. It's a good gambling race. How do you see the Suburban?
Yeah, it is a good race. It came up with 11, you know, it has the top 2 from last year. Phileas Fogg was able to control the early pace and wire out that field that included Antiquarian, who just missed by a head in that race without being on the lead. But I think it's a better field. It's a deeper field. And I think more importantly than anything, Phileas Fogg is very unlikely to have things as easy on the front end this year. And that's mainly because of the presence of Ford Steele, who, of course, won the Gold Cup at Santa Anita, his 2nd straight wire-to-wire win, shipping out that time to the West prior to that at Oaklawn Park. He gets Flavian Pratt. I think he has pretty much no way to, you know, doesn't necessarily need to go all out to make the lead, but both horses have done most of their best running when on the front end. So you would expect her to be an honest pace at the very least. I think it benefits Antiquarian as well as a couple others. He's the logical one. getting some class relief after taking on some of the best horses in, you know, basically in the country with Nisos, Knightsbridge, Journalism in the Met Mile. And now he gets back to be probably a more preferred distance third off the bench. He to me is the clear one to beat, but the price will probably show it. I think other horses that have a big chance to take advantage of the potential race shape that the track plays fair is Hit Show, who had a troubled trip third in the Blame. And then Stars and Stripes, a horse I know both John Hardoon, I believe, and myself liked in the last race, the Ben Ali, might have been one of the other guests, but anyway, it was two of us. Anyway, he's going to be getting class test here for Bill Mott. He's been freshened up, and you mentioned that John with Baeza and Sovereignty in the Mott Barn, embarrassment of riches to an extent. He's got Stars and Stripes waiting here, and he gets kind of a good chance to take on the next tier up, but not the toughest tier.
Well, he might be an underlay today. He might be the hunch play of the day on 4th of July, Stars and Stripes. So we're going to have to deal, you know, us degenerate gamblers, we have to think of these angles. So, yeah, but he is a nice horse in his own right. Bob Ike, you want to get a play from Scott?
Hey, Shopper, happy 4th of July. Let's get a radio winner today.
Yeah, happy 4th of July to you, Iker, and to you as well, John. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. I'm going to go to the 5th, the Stanford, grade 3 for 2-year-old. You got the scratch of the 1 and the 7, I believe. But you know what? I didn't double-check myself. They were out earlier in the week. That's the 1 Wagley and the 7 Ashcroft Lane. Jack's Golden Get Gold comes out as well, an interesting second-time starter. I like the California bred in here. I think Booked is a nice Indiana bred that's beaten older company already and did so here at Saratoga. And there's some good horses to the outside potentially, but I'm going to take the speed here in Pocket Listing, who might be a cow bred, but he was fast early and had plenty left late. Kind of got lost a little bit out there, but understandable, he wasn't really in a race with anybody else. Obviously, he's got to prove himself with an extra furlong and taking on much better company, shipping cross-country. But Doug O'Neill's had success in these types of races in New York in the recent times, and I think Pocket Listing is the fastest early. So I'll take my chances at number 4. Pocket Listing, I think cowbred of the week potential in race 5, Stanford at Saratoga.
I like that, Scott. 5th race today at Saratoga, the cowbred number 4, Pocket Listing, 9-2 in the program. Manny Franco for Doug O'Neill there. Scott, they can get all your stuff, especially you looked at the late pick 5 on ExpressBet today, didn't you?
On Saturdays I'm going to be doing a full card. So we have a promotion. Yeah, we have a promotion, I think, this weekend only, late pick 5, $2,500, I think it is, for the hit and split. I should know that. But anyway, definitely want to register for the promotion and play it at first bet. And that, you know, an express bet, and that's a good wager, you know, 15% retail only, the pick 6 there and the late pick 5. So I think those are good wagers to support and obviously some good quality in terms of horse flesh.
And now you've got some added information for it, too. That's excellent. Scott, thanks so much. Enjoy the 4th of July. We will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, you too, guys. Have a good holiday.
That was Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. Bob, let's take our final time out. When we come back, we'll have Toby Callett back from South Florida, and we'll talk to Michael Rona over at Los Alamitos, and he can give us a little Ed Burghardt update, see what Eddie's up to today. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos, the track of sunsets and stars. Big Thrills return this Sunday night with a premier quarter horse program featuring a full slate of trials for the Governor's Cup Futurity and Governor's Cup Derby. Night racing's best bets are right here, featuring our always great early and late pick fours, plus our exciting $10,000 pick six carryover promo. Can't make it to the track on your favorite satellite facility? Bring the excitement of Los Alamitos straight to your screen. Every racing night, catch all the thrilling quarter horse and thoroughbred action live in stunning HD. Watch completely free online at losalamitos.com or tune in on your favorite wagering apps. Experience our enhanced weekend coverage featuring the best camera views, expert analysts, and every colorful race call from the great Michael Rona. It's convenient, it's easy, and it's always free to stream. Log on to losalamitos.com and never miss a single stride. It's another big Sunday fun day of racing at Los Alamitos.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, if folks can't get out to Los Alamitos to be on track today to play that pick six carryover in the nine race card, there are some other options for you in Southern California.
Yeah, let's start in San Diego in the Gas Lamp Tavern Paddock on 5th. That's 868 5th Avenue, San Diego. They're open at 10 a.m. daily. Moving up to Orange County, it's the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And then the place I'm going to go tomorrow, John, to catch closing day, Los Al and another good Saratoga card, and that's the Derby Room at Fairplex. See Brandon and Monica waiting to serve you. That's the Derby Room at Fairplex. Join me out there tomorrow.
Excellent, Bob. Well, let's bring in our next guest. He's busy on a road trip right now, but taking time out to join us today. That is Toby Callett, from South Florida. Toby, finally, Gulfstream Park is getting back on the turf. It took long enough.
Well, you know, they obviously needed the break. Of all the things that they don't seem to get right, as I said, you know, from when they took the break, you know, they didn't give you much notice, mind you, but, you know, the course needs a break. You run 12 months a year, you know, in the wintertime, they're up against it because Bermuda is dormant. So, you know, it takes its toll, and it looked very good yesterday. The course looked in very good shape.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought the course looked like a carpet out there. So now that they're back on the grass, you've got more options. So where do you want to go for a radio play today at Gulfstream?
Well, I can give you one or two. It's your choice. You pick it.
We'll take whatever we can get.
Fourth race today, like the 5-1 Sweet Girl. She's been waiting to get back on the grass more than you and I have. 5 over the 1-2-3 could be all you and me. And then the 9th, the Soldier's Dancer handicap, co-feature. I like the 8, a horse you're very familiar with, Grand Oriente, who won the local debut. 8 over 1, 2, 4, slam the door.
So that's the fourth race. The 5 is the key horse for Toby Callett. And we go back right to the fifth race, the 8 horse. Is it the fifth race?
No, it's the 9th race.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't read my own writing. 9th race. That's the 8 horse is the key for you, Toby, both at Gulfstream Park today. Toby, get back on the golf course. We will talk to you next week. Oh, I think we might have lost Toby. Oh, there you go. Okay. You got it, Toby. Thanks a lot. And let's bring in our final guest, and that is Mr. Michael Rona, the voice of Los Alamitos. And Michael, before we talk about handicapping and racing and everything else, your colleague is celebrating an important birthday today, Mr. Ed Burghardt, so I'll let you say hello to Eddie.
Yes. G'day, John. The greatest quarter horse caller of all time shares a birthday with this great country, the United States of America, of which I've been a proud citizen for a couple of decades. So it's certainly a landmark day. I can tell you that Ed is going to be touring a couple of casinos in Laughlin, where he's domiciled, and apparently his dogs will be in tow, dressed appropriately, American-themed apparel adorning his pooches.
Oh my gosh! Well, that ought to be stunning. We got to get something on the internet to get a look at Eddie in full drab there. Well, for you guys, now this is tonight, no racing, but that's the 4th of July. That's the normal procedure for Los Alamitos, correct?
Yes, because of the fireworks going off, of course, all night. They never intended to run tonight. I've had it easy this thoroughbred meet as far as the double duty, but by golly, we make up for it tomorrow, mate. I'll have my hands full with 21 races day and night to close out the 3-week daytime thoroughbred meet.
Well, terrific 11-race card during the day, and at night you've got the Governor's Cup Derby Trials, you've got the Governor's Cup Futurity Trials, and the Independence Day Handicap, so every race is important.
Oh, it's a massive program tomorrow night. The Independence Day Handicap, the last of 10 on the evening program, wide open, very tricky race. The favorite has the rail up for everything at 3-1 on Ed's morning line. Did win a stakes race last summer at Los Al from the rail by a nose over winner's share who will line up against him again. There's any number of ways you could go in a very good feature for 3-year-olds and up at 300 yards. The Futurity Trials, the Governor's Cup Futurity for the 2-year-olds. The headline horse would have to be 6 cents, the record seller at last year's yearling sale at Los Alamitos. He was sensational winning his maiden last start in significantly faster time than 5 other races that night at the distance. He's very exciting. He'll be the favorite in race 8. And in the 7th tomorrow night, I'm really looking forward to the clash between Black Magic, number 2, and Terrific Favorite, number 6. The latter won her maiden brilliantly, or his maiden brilliantly, as did Black Magic on debut, then was just beaten in an Ed Burke trial by the subsequent winner of that million-dollar race, and adds blinkers. So that's a really good clash between Black Magic and Terrific Favorite in the 7th. You get Dudar Cartel, the 2-time Derby winner, lining up in one of the trials earlier on the program tomorrow night for the Governor's Cup Derby. So there's a lot to look forward to tomorrow.
Outstanding racing. Bob Ike, what do you have for Michael?
Yeah, Michael, post time tomorrow night, and then let's get a selection. And stay indoors tonight. I don't want you out with Ed Burghardt because you've got 21 to call tomorrow.
Yeah, well, Burghardt will be at a safe distance from me, and I'll try to behave myself tonight. I'll certainly take in some fireworks around Huntington Beach. But, mate, I will need the blinkers on. I can't get into a noisy bar, that's for sure, with 21 races to call the following day. First post tomorrow night is 6:40. I'll make the radio play race 9, number 6, Rational, the 5-2 second pick on Ed's morning line. Gets to an outside post for the first time after a pair of very good seconds to begin her career. I think there's a lot of upside and strong pointers towards a good performance from number 6 in the 9th race tomorrow night. And, of course, this afternoon, looking forward to some exposure for Los Alamitos on Fox Sports 1 as part of the Day of the Races coverage.
Looking forward to hearing you on Fox Sports today. You've got Rational, the number 6, race number 9 tomorrow night in the Governor's Cup Fraternity Trial. Michael, enjoy the day. I'm looking forward to hearing you all those 4 races on Fox today, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, fellas. Happy birthday, America.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks to everybody. And thanks to Los Alamitos for sponsoring Thoroughbred LA for yet another year. We couldn't be here without you guys. We appreciate it. Support Los Alamitos. They've supported us as horse players for a number of years. I want to thank everybody. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. Cash some tickets. Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. Talk to you next Saturday. Good luck, everybody.